It's changed my life. It's turned my whole perspective of life around again, and now I see that I have a future.
Met a lot of people, but House of Bread, they're really nice people. I just love, you know, making bread, and just amazing. Yeah, really good.
What Bread Church do is, obviously we bake bread, but there's more than that. There's a camaraderie amongst us guys out there.
A Friday morning at Rising Brook Methodist Church, more than a dozen people are slapping dough onto tables as part of something called Bread Church. It's run by House of Bread. Their director is Will Morris.
Bread Church, very simply, is a group of our friends who come together and make bread. Make bread by hand. We make bread and we make two loaves of bread. And when you've made your loaves of bread and you've set them aside and they start to rise, we then, and I think you've already seen, we make our scones, which is going to be your dessert. While that's going on, the fragrant smell of soup starts emanating. So while the bread's been making and the process has been explained to everybody, we're making our soup, which we're going to have for the lunchtime. The idea of the concept of Bread Church is very simple. You're making two loaves of bread by hand, and one of those loaves of bread is for you to keep, and the other one is to give away to a friend.
When you first started it, I didn't do it quite right, and it ended up like a brick instead of a loaf.
It's very diverse, it's very different. To give you a typical example of people here today, we have a gentleman who has just got into accommodation, supported living, after being on the streets for 21 years, so he comes. He comes because he is socially isolated. We've got other folk who come who are in dwellings and just spend too much time on their own. We have young mum who's here, whose children, she has three children, who are at school, and she has time on her hands.
Among the people at Bread Church, this man, who didn't want to give his name, who says he's been homeless for 21 years.
I've reached a point now, Alan, where I know I've not got another winter in me. This winter will take me out.
So what's happened?
I've moved into Eagle House, and I'm loving it. I've reached that point where I can't do that anymore, outdoors anymore. I need to put some roots down.
Why stay here?
Because I've got a good support network here. House of Bread, Eagle House, absolutely brilliant people, and I'm going to make it.
There was also Adam at Bread Church.
18 months ago I was employed as a hotel manager, and then I lost my job within 24 hours. I was born in Stoke-on-Trent, and then the only place that I really know is around this area, so I moved back here. I was estranged from my family. And I went and I had to sleep rough for 7 months in the woods. Thanks to the House of Bread, I've got a place to live that I can call my own. And the future's now starting to look very positive and exciting, actually.
For a lot of our friends that come who have very little self-worth, to have made something themselves and then to gift something that they've made themselves to somebody else is a very, very profound thing.